There's Kinsey right down there. See the red? Kinsey's a gentleman who needs no introduction, I'm sure, in this town. A little Cole Porter.
There were several options, actually, for the Kinsey one.
But I think we found exactly the right one for that. And
that's why Sue Swaney is the director of Voces Novae, a Bloomington-based choir known for performing in unusual venues. In May, the choir led an audience of over 200 people through the hilly, grave-studded terrain of Rose Hill Cemetery, which is the resting place for a number of celebrities, among them legendary sex researcher Alfred Kinsey. To honor Kinsey, Voces Novae arranged Cole Porter's Let's Fall in Love for ukulele and cello.
We wanted to give everyone the chance to see all the graves and to read about them and all of that, but we couldn't stop and sing at everyone. So then it just became which ones lent themselves to musical treatment.
As it turns out, many of the residents and monuments of Rose Hill Cemetery lend themselves to musical treatment. Voces Novae's diverse pieces mirrored the rich history of Rose Hill itself, ranging from Cole Porter, as you just heard, to Hoagie Carmichael, who's buried there, Civil War dirges, Palestrina, and traditional local folk tunes.
Thank you very much. Cindy and I were just playing some traditional fiddle music from Monroe County and Brown County, Indiana. That was a tune called Old Men.
Ray Larson and Cindy Callett teamed up with the choir for this mobile concert. Larson is a globally known local musician who plays the Irish tin whistle and flute, the fiddle, the piano, and several other instruments. His wife, Cindy Callett, is a professional singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. They learned this local folk music from their late friend, Joe Dawson. Dawson's grandfather, the fiddler Jasper Chambers, is buried in Rose Hill.
They scraped up $5 and bought a fiddle that Joe and Jasper shared. And Joe continued to play that same fiddle until he died, and we have that fiddle now in New York.
He lived right north of the cemetery at the time of his death, which was not until 1962. He was 69 years old.
Choir member Sally Gaskell paused to remember George Rabbit Shively, an Indianapolis-based African-American baseball player of the early 20th century.
He's buried here somewhere, along with 9 or 10 other people, all of whom were black and, we assume, poor, because they had no markers. He played for one team called the Plutos, and then he played for the rival team, the Sprudels. Those were the two bottled water companies of the day.
Shively received a spontaneous serenade of Take Me Out to the Ball Game from chorus and audience members alike after Gaskell told the ballplayer's story. For the last piece, all 200 or so audience members filed in between gravestones over the sloping, peony-covered grounds of Rose Hill to crowd around the resting place of another Bloomington luminary, composer Hoagie Carmichael.
We're just going to sing one number of his, a familiar one called Skylark.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Colleen Lane.